Yeah. Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio. 9:05 on the clock. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
And we have a real so special excited. Guest with us today, everybody. Santa is here. Santa!
Hello, everyone. Hello, boys and girls.
I know him.
I know. James. Son of James. Who was son of James. Yes.
Wow. Oh, he's so good.
He does
so
know good. You.
So great.
What about his dog, Sammy?
He really knows everybody. It's so cool. Santa, thank you so much for joining us today. This really appreciate it, especially joining us this early. Hopefully, we're not messing with your schedule too much. I know how much you have going on.
It's a busy time of year.
We are just getting started into this part, but we've been going all year long.
Yeah, yeah. Santa is here today thanks to our friends over at This, That, and the Other, yes. A new chamber sponsor, a new chamber business. Yes. I want to say a big welcome to them, to the community, to the area. We're going to talk a little bit more about the ribbon cutting in a little bit. Looking forward to hearing more about that. But Santa, I want to talk about just in particular some of the things that you're going to be doing in the area here, because you've got coming up, you're going to be taking pictures with kids.
Oh, yes.
That's going to be fun.
That's one of our most favorite things to do of all time. We actually, thanks to TTNO, This, That, and the Other, they built us a brand new room, a Santa room, almost like a workshop. It's like a replica of my workshop.
Oh, nice.
It's really neat.
Did you help them design it?
Oh, yes.
Oh, good.
Oh, gosh. Well, I gave them all the input, and then they took it from there. Though I had to get underneath and put the insulation in myself.
Nice work. A lot of people don't realize that. Santa loves to work with his hands.
A lot of work. I do. Fact is, I actually brought you guys a little something.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yes.
Nice.
You have to do
it. I know. That's you so never kind. Have to do it. But here you go. Mm. That's a little something.
Oh. Is it
so
just
it's
for you?
Literally a piece of wood that says something on it.
Yes.
It's a little something.
I will
James.
Keep this forever.
I will too. I love it.
God, I love that. I love a good joke, and I love a prop joke. You just made my day, sir. Thank you, Santa. That was so nice.
We always knew Santa was amazing.
Yeah. This is really nice. They're really well carved, too.
Well, thank you.
That's really nice. So the kids get to take some pictures with you. When are they going to be able to do that?
Starting today.
All right.
All the way up through December 23rd. Hmm. And they can come in. We are open. Our times are on the website, or the Facebook page, if you will, which is Santa Central Wisconsin on Facebook.
Yeah. Wisconsin.
And they can go look that up. Mm-hmm. But we'd like for them to call and set up an appointment so they make sure we're there, because Santa does have other obligations this time of year.
Right.
And sometimes I'm just not in there.
Not in the shop.
Yeah. Understandable. Now, when it comes to that, is there anything kids should keep in mind? I know that we're away from a lot of the heaviness with COVID and all those things. So kind of like it was when Mel and I were kids, they could sit on the lap, those kind of things.
Yeah, we actually do encourage if they want to sit on the lap, they can. But we have it set up so they can stand next to me. They don't necessarily have to sit on my lap.
That's
and
cool.
We like to say sit on the knee.
Yes, thank you. Yes. And much more proper and makes a lot more sense. That's the knees can handle a lot more. It just makes more sense.
Yeah. Well, I did my 40 seconds.
So right. Nice. Nicely done. Seconds, so. Santa's in great shape, by the way, everybody. Yeah, I know it's not a visual medium, but he is. He's in great shape.
There is a misnomer out there about Santa.
Yeah.
Since Mr. Moore did the poem to his Night Before Christmas, and he said, that he was chubby and plump, right? Jolly old elf. Well, that's true. The big guy, I look at him, I love him. But you have to understand that there are thousands of Santas in this country.
Yeah.
And they're not all the real Santa. Now, if you were to ask me, am I the real Santa? Well, I would say just like, you're the real James, you're the real Melissa, I'm the real Santa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But am I the big guy? I have to emphatically say, I am an ambassador. I am one who has been endowed with certain privileges from the big guy himself that allows me to do what I do.
Nice.
And that's how we are able to present it to the children, to the families, and to let them know that our job as Santa, or my job, how I see it, is to be that goodwill ambassador, to share goodwill and peace on earth.
Yeah.
That's what we hope to do.
Excellent. It's part of what we love about this time of year, mm-hmm. you know, the giving seasons and all this. It's part of what we love about it. That's really cool. I love that. Thank you for breaking that down for us, Santa, mm-hmm. like you did. November 12th, you got something fun coming up?
Yes. Oh, most definitely. At the Cultural Center, right mm-hmm. over by the Goodwill, right off of 8th Street, mm-hmm. on November 12th at 10:30. Doors open at 10, but at 10:30, we're going to be doing a recitation of "Twas the Night Before Christmas."
Oh,
perfect!
Help you get into the holiday spirit.
Oh yeah. Well, it's still a little early, mm-hmm. but at the same time, it's their kind of grand opening. They're showing everybody their new patio.
Yeah,
It is gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they've got a special pagoda set up just for Santa to sit and have the kids come
cool.
up. So we'll do the reading or the recitation, mm-hmm. and then the kids can come up. They can sing songs with me, with Santa, and
that's
they
cool.
can get all the pictures that they like.
Nice.
Wonderful.
Bonus opportunity.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, it's a good time early, too, because a lot of families are starting to get together, mm-hmm. and once it starts getting busy, they're not going to have time to get the pictures.
Right.
So this is the time to do that. Not only there, but once again, at the TTNO site, mm-hmm. you can come by, and the room is big enough for the whole family to come in and get a picture, not just
think
for the kids.
Holiday cards.
Yep.
Exactly. This is the perfect opportunity.
That's what we're hoping for. And here's the fun part. It's free.
Oh, mm.
Doesn't cost it. Now, you are welcome to donate because we are a little on the poor side sometimes.
Mm-hmm, so,
mm-hmm. We have a lot of things, toys and presents.
Yeah.
Right.
But you're welcome to donate, but it is free.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Awesome.
Well, one of our favorite phrases around here is buy local, support local. And, yes. and that's what so much of this is about. And something that even Santa can agree with and be in on. It's always good to be able to do that whenever you can. And in an area like this, in a business like this, this, that, and the other, doing such good things for our community, we want to flip that to them and do right by them, help them keep their lights on and all those things. And
yes.
especially this time of year where there's plenty mm-hmm. of things to look for, plenty of knickknacks and different things to buy.
And I just need, if you don't mind, to put a little plug in for them too. They mm-hmm. are amazing people, Ron mm-hmm. and Casey Berry and their son Griffin.
Mm-hmm.
They make everything that you see when mm-hmm. you go into the shop.
Wow.
It's all laser engraved. Casey does the chain mail. She does crocheting. Mm-hmm. She has Ooh. 5 Angora rabbits. So she actually spins the yarn right off of the rabbit. I mean, not that the rabbits are sitting, she's pulling them off.
No.
But, I mean, that's a great visual, but no.
she spins it all. She's amazing at that.
Wow.
The crochet work she does is phenomenal. And then she makes, with a laser, she makes holiday earrings that are just
cool.
Amazing. So just to put a little plug in there. And then mm-hmm. Ron. Mr. Berry, he does all kinds of fun things. Everything from laser engraved portraits to boxes, whatever is wanted, he'll make for you.
Awesome.
You just have to come by and check it out.
It's yep. mm-hmm.
Their little slogan that they say is, "We most likely have what you're not looking for."
Oh, is that good?
That's great.
Oh, that's a great line. Oh, I love that.
And what a great opportunity to get unique gifts, because a lot of times people are looking for something different. And that's
yes.
a great place to check out.
My mother, my Jewish mother, loves Christmas more than anybody I know under the sun. And I can't get her just anything. I can't just go to the store and grab her something. It's got to be something local, and it's got to be something like Melissa was just talking about there, handmade mm-hmm. or something like that, something
exactly.
uniqueness to it. The more unique, the more she loves it. Mm-hmm. So I have to go to you guys. I have to go to these places. Otherwise, I get kicked out of the family. I can't have that.
Lebanon? Is that right? Is that what
Egyptian.
Egyptian.
Yes. Okay. Mailoff. Yes. Well, good call. Good call, Santa.
Well,
nice pull there.
Have to throw I've got to pull some stuff out.
Yeah,
somewhere,
that's nicely done. Yeah.
But with your heritage and your background and the diversity that we have, not mm-hmm. only in this city, this county, but in the nation, we have to understand also that the holiday season and what I do with Santa is we transcend those racial
yes.
and cultural boundaries
yes.
mm-hmm.
to where it's not about just Christmas. It's not about just Hanukkah.
Yeah.
It's not about Kwanzaa, whatever.
Yes.
It's not all about it. It's about sharing the joy and the love and the caring
yeah.
of giving at a time and a season to where people say, I wish this could last all year round.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, it can.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And in fact, we're going to be doing Santa 365.
Really?
Our Facebook page is going to be open. We're going to be putting up videos and posts basically every week where we're going to start Mr. Rogering the whole concept of doing the right thing because it's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
And also working on the premise that nothing is more important than family.
Yeah.
Mm.
yeah.
Well said.
And we are all family.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore.
Very well said. I almost want to end the show on that. I mean, that's such a good note.
Oh, no, we got more.
We do have more to talk about. So I do want to mention a little more details about the shop. First up, you guys got a great Facebook page. I want to encourage people to go to and like this, that, and the other. They have a great webpage. And I encourage you to like it, follow it, support it. Great way to keep up on some of the things as we get closer and closer to Christmas, especially those unique items that you can find.
Thank you. Can I do a quick shout out,
please? Mm-hmm.
When we were building the Santa, what we call the Santa room,
yeah,
we had some needs for some supplies. While being kind of, we're not really rich. There's not a lot of money involved.
Yeah.
So we went out and we talked and we try and scrounge a lot of the stuff we actually found on Curb Alerts.
yeah.
And picked up and we incorporated it into the set. We needed carpet. And I went by some local places, and I could not find what we wanted, some of the bigger box stores. Couldn't find what we wanted. And I thought, well, I think I'll go try this place called Carpet City and see if they have some remnants. I must tell you, and I'm going to shout it out really quick, amazing, amazing people, Carpet City over in Plover. I went in. I told them that I just needed a remnant of so big. He pulled out this roll of carpet and said, here, take this.
Wow.
And he would not let me give him anything for it. He would not let me say no. Uh-huh. And then I told him it's too big to fit in my truck. So he said, all right, Nico, which, by the way, Nico is a great kid. He works for me. He's amazing. Brought him over, and together they cut it down for me, and it fit in my truck. They did all that extra work and said, thank you. And I was just blown away.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
That's the generosity that we were wanting to put forth here. And they exemplified it. I just wanted to say thank you once again to Howard.
Oh, yeah.
To Nico. And that was a lovely, I can't remember her name. She was there, too. I wish I could remember her name. You know,
the whole team over there at the Carpet City in Plover, you said?
In Plover.
Yeah. Big shout out to them. Big thanks to them for that. Oh, that's really awesome. Cool. I mentioned the Facebook page, not only a great place to keep up on things, but certainly to read more about the business as well. I want to see that grow, so be sure to do that, everybody. And meet us as well at the ribbon cutting for this, that, and the other. You're going to be there, I imagine, Santa?
Oh, I will definitely be there.
Oh, cool.
We will be in red suit attire, for those who wish pictures.
Nice.
If you see me walking around town, please come up and say hello. I'm not in my red suit attire until, really, we're taking pictures, because that's what everyone expects.
Yeah. Yeah,
but I wear just.
But you look very festive. I mean, the green stripes with the red vest. That's you look.
It's my,
very well, Santa. Oh,
very stylish, Santa.
You get a pair.
I got candy.
It does look good. I mean, I wanted to compliment the beard before you get out of here. Thank you. I wanted to compliment because it's a great beard. That's one of the better beards I've seen. That's a great one, sir. That's a nice beard.
It is a real beard.
You can tell.
And I hide things in there all the time. One last shout out thing. Starting today also, we have our brand new Santa mailbox.
Oh,
cool.
It's right on the corner of Oak and Ninth.
Okay.
If you know where Howe Elementary is, it's one street up.
Yeah.
And the box is just sitting there waiting for your letters.
Nice.
So you don't even need a stamp?
Don't even need a stamp. You just drop it in.
Drop it right in the box.
I will make sure that I read and look at every single one of them.
Oh.
And now in this day and age, it is difficult to put a return address or something on there because everybody's concerned. But if you were to put some type of return information, either an email or even an address on there, I will get back to you.
And you'll get a response from Santa.
Oh, yes. And if it's a physical address, what we plan on doing on the eve of Christmas Eve, we will make a special trip out and drop off special little goodies.
Wow. That's awesome.
I cannot thank you enough for the time, Santa. I know how busy you are this time of year. Thank you so much for hanging out with us and everything. And do us a favor. Please give them a big thank you to this, that, and another.
I will definitely do that.
Great people over there. We love, like I said, we love supporting local and buying local. But when there's businesses and people that are going above and beyond, like they are over there, they're some of our best friends. Like the door is always open for them. Anytime, anything going on. Last second thing happening, you want to get it to the masses, you can let us know, we'll get you on the air. Like we want to pay to do what you guys are doing, what we can do from here, and that's one of the things we can do is open our doors anytime you guys need it. So especially Santa, if that gets me on the good list, because I know I'm like right there and I got like a month here to get there, and I'm just saying I don't want to make it down to the wire here.
It only takes 3 days.
That's good to know,
and we can sort them out throughout the entire year.
Ha ha ha.
We've really, really enjoyed this, Santa. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll have to bring you back sometime. Looking forward to it.
Oh, well, I don't want to say it, but if you would like, I can always come in and read some letters for the children.
Ooh. Actually, that's a really good idea.
That is a good idea.
That's a fantastic idea. Mm-hmm. We'll talk off air about that. We'll get something set up by December at the latest.
But tell us again where that Santa box is.
Mm-hmm. It's on the corner of Oak and Ninth.
Oak and Ninth. Yeah. Close to Howe Elementary?
Close to Howe Elementary. It's one block north of Grand.
And you showed me the picture. It's green and red, so it looks like Santa's. Yes. You know, it's Christmassy.
It's
can't
green,
miss it.
It's red. It says letters to Santa right on it.
Mm.
It's a big door. You can put big letters in there.
Oh, wonderful.
You know, so
encourage you to check out this, that, and the other. It's at 851 Oak Street in Wisconsin Rapids. You can give them a call at 715-213-6009, 213-6009. They are open 9 to 5 Monday and Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Oh, and Saturday. Actually, 9 to 5.
Actually, that's different.
Oh, is it?
For some reason, they just put that up. We're actually open from 10 to 8.
Okay.
Tuesday through Friday. That way people can get to us after work. So
nice.
Makes sense.
People aren't going to come to us during the work time. And then on Saturday and Sunday, we are open from, 12 to 8.
Okay.
Sorry, 12
okay.
to 8 Tuesday through Friday, and then 10 to 6 Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
And following them on Facebook is a great way to keep up on those things and stuff, and find out even more things that are going on over there. So be sure to do that.
And that's where the kids can head to get their appointments for pictures with you.
Yes. Well, just give us a call, send us a text or an email, and we're right there for you.
And we can get this information to you. Again, if you need it, just reach out to us, everybody. Santa, again, thank you so much for the time.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to meet you.
I want to hear your best ho-ho-ho's, though.
Ho-ho-ho-ho-ho!
Oh, that was pretty good.
Mine was a little deep.
Ho-ho-ho!
Oh, that was better.
All right,
that
now
was better.
The official now.
Yes.
Ho-ho-ho-ho!
Now that's how it's done. That's nicely done, sir. Thank you for the time, Santa. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you very much.
We'll take a break right here. We'll come back and have some more fun on Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. One more time, I want to send a big thank you out to Santa for joining us, our new friends over at This, That, and the Other. Big thank you to them for joining us, and certainly a shout out to our Wisconsin Rapids Chamber of Commerce setting all these things up. We appreciate them so much doing those things. And encourage you to look at them up on Facebook. Be sure to do that. So I wanted to get into some fun here with Melissa and some random facts. We kind of get to do this on Tuesdays from time to time. Weird, random, wacky, fun facts. Just having some fun with these. And always interesting to learn. So the Rubik's Cube. The famous Rubik's Cube, which everybody is...
with them.
Yeah, what'd you say? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, Mel.
I'm terrible at the Rubik's Cube.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I've never been good at them.
I've never solved one.
I got to the point, like, when I was using them, towards the end of using them, to where, if I got one side, I felt like a king. Like, I got one side of the Rubik's Cube down. Like, none of it else, but, like...
I just took them apart and put them back together.
Oh, that's nothing. I knew I had a friend of mine that would take peel the stickers off and do it.
Oh,
yeah,
that's even worse.
Well, I'd ask him like, how's that going? Oh, it's taking forever. Well, wouldn't it be like quicker to just actually do it?
Perhaps.
Your heaviest organ is your skin. It weighs about 20 pounds.
That's how I can lose 20 pounds,
there
man.
There you go. That's all you got to do. Your intestines are second heaviest at about 7.5 pounds.
Oh, those can definitely go.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, really, what have they done for me lately? You know? I mean, come on.
Made my life miserable this week.
Yeah. The name Pepsi comes from the word dyspepsia, which means indigestion.
Dyspepsia, yeah.
Since its original purpose was to help people with digestion issues.
Mm-hmm, with the bubbles.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That is cool.
The roles of Al and Peggy Bundy from Married with Children were actually based on Sam Kennison and Roseanne Barr. Both of them were originally offered the parts, and they both turned them down.
Really?
They did not, neither one of them thought the show would work. That it would last, that it would do very well.
Couldn't have been more wrong about that.
Yeah. Now, I don't really have an issue with either of them. I love Sam Kennison. I miss Sam Kennison. One of my favorite stand-up comedians of all time. But Al Bundy and Peggy Bundy only can be played by two actors. I mean, that's it. I'm sorry. They're it. They're the ones.
They knocked it out the park.
It's kind of cool to hear the influence there. And I'd be very curious to know did Roseanne turning that role down and seeing the show blow up and be so successful, how much that influenced her to create Roseanne?
Yeah, that's a good question.
And I'm positive, I know for a fact, because I've heard executives talk about this, that there's no way network TV takes those chances if Fox doesn't. Now, it'd be almost silly to turn on TV and see an Ozzie and Harriet family. Like, nobody, none of us would probably watch that or believe that. Mm-hmm. We all understand that families aren't perfect.
Right.
Married with Children may have went a little extreme with that, but because they went so that level, now you see shows like Modern Family and all these other shows that are...
actually reflect closer to what real American life or real life is like.
And instead of people sitting at home and seeing, you know, and I'm not picking on Ozzie and Harriet. It's a perfectly fine show and everything and at the time and all that. But there were many people that I know that grew up in that era watching that and thinking, my family's not like that, and thinking there was something wrong with their family.
Right.
And I don't think that was ever the intention of that show. That's not what they were trying to do by any means. But that's, you know, that stuff happens.
Representation matters.
Yes. Yes, it does.
It absolutely matters.
It's 2022, and I still can't tell you the last time I saw a sitcom based on a Jewish family. Like the Goldbergs, maybe that's about it, but I don't really, you know, I don't know if that, they don't really focus on that. You don't see any of that. Like, I have yet to see a movie where the action star is a Jewish person or an Italian or something like this. Or I mean, there's so much, like, missing when it comes to the representation. I'm just talking about my own end of this. There are a thousand other stories out there that have, that, you know, need to be told, that haven't been told. And what is one of the biggest complaints from people? Hollywood doing these prequels again, doing another sequel, doing another remake. There's original stories out there. Do them. People will watch. People will be interested. And not just people from those races or creeds or sexes or whatever. Like, other, I guarantee other people will be interested.
Mm-hmm.
Just got to put it out there. Take a chance.
Yep.
They did with Married with Children. Seemed to work out. I love that show, though. I'm also, I should be very honest about that. I grew up on that show. Love that show. But I all those other factors don't, you know, I can be biased and doesn't mean I'm wrong.
Right. No.
In the 1960s, McDonald's tested a hula burger.
Hula burger.
Consisting of a slice of grilled pineapple and cheese, and that's it.
Really?
Yeah.
No meat.
It tested head-to-head with another new item, the Filet-O-Fish, which sold 350 sandwiches and only six hula burgers.
Mm-hmm.
So, you see, the hula burger was scrapped, and in 1965, the Filet-O-Fish became the first addition to McDonald's original menu. It sold for 29 cents.
29 cents. Wow. But I have a question about that.
Mm.
Pineapple and cheese?
Yeah. I wasn't going to slow. I'm with you.
Like,
yes.
What's what was the rationale behind that? They were just trying to find alternatives to the all beef patty?
I feel like you started off all right there. I like the name Hula Burger.
Yeah.
I don't mind a pineapple on a burger. I'll try
pineapple
that.
Pineapple on a burger is actually amazing.
Yeah. That's what I hear. I
really
just haven't
good.
Tried it, really. But, I mean, put the meat back, like the cheese, like, I don't know, cheese here or there.
Were they looking for a vegetarian option? Because had they put a beef patty in there, or even a chicken patty, they probably would have sold a lot more of them.
I agree. Yeah, I actually think that might not be a bad idea to dust that idea off and just throw the, you know, patty in there.
Bring that back in.
Yeah.
Grill up some pineapple. Grilled pineapple is amazing.
Yes. Peter Cetera wrote the song Glory of Love for Rocky IV. But the studio decided not to use it, so it became the theme song for The Karate Kid Part 2.
All right.
It hit number one in the Billboard charts, got an Oscar nomination.
And they were wishing they would have used it.
Yeah. I will say, I don't know if Gloria Love would have really fit Rocky IV, but I never really thought it fit The Karate Kid 2 either, though.
I don't know.
So.
I couldn't get past Rocky 2, so.
Oh, yeah. Despite what they may teach you in school, it's legal to kick the ball in volleyball. It is actually legal to do that.
Really?
Now, you can't. Now, they're being a little giving a little bit of with that. The rule is if you are stretched and you tap it up, you can hit it up.
Oh, so you can't kick it over the net.
And this may have changed since I played and everything, but I played volleyball for a while, and that's one of those things that they don't teach you because they, you know, it shouldn't ever be a thing. You should be able to get to the ball with your arm reach.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can't, you can tip it with your toe. And while it's in the air,
and you can hit it again?
I believe another person has to hit it again.
Okay.
I believe.
I was going to say, it can't be one person hitting it two times in a row.
Because the thing in volleyball, you only get the one shot to touch until it volleys back.
Now, but does that count as the three to get it over the net?
I don't know. I don't remember.
I would think so.
You would think. It'd be kind of cool move to do. Like,
right.
It'd be great to see like professional volleyball players like in like putting this into their game, and volley becomes like a soccer volleyball kind of
thing.
Like,
that's immediately where my brain went.
I actually kind of like that.
But you can't hit the soccer ball with your arms.
No,
just your head.
True. Yeah.
Can you hit a volleyball with your head?
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. I've seen plenty of people do that.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Rob Reiner wanted to direct The Shawshank Redemption, and he wanted to cast Tom Cruise and Harrison Ford in the Shawshank, in those two legendary roles of Tim Robbins and Morgan Freeman.
I'll take Harrison Ford any day. But
yeah, he offered Frank Betancourt $2.5 million for a shot, but Betancourt decided to direct it himself.
Hmm.
And kind of thankfully he did.
Yeah, I mean, it is pretty much a classic.
Tom Cruise, Harrison Ford, no issue with them as actors. It's just Tim Robbins is really good in certain. I mean, he's a good actor, but mm-hmm. he's really good in certain roles, and especially when it's a role that you need to create empathy without dialogue.
Mm.
In so much of Shawshank Redemption, especially the memorable stuff, him standing, sitting on his knees in the rain, so many of these things. Tim Robbins' facial expressions are just so perfect for those roles, those scenes. And then Morgan Freeman. And I love Harrison Ford. I mean, I was a little kid dressing up as Han Solo and Indiana Jones. I really love Harrison Ford.
Mm-hmm.
Morgan Freeman's the only one that could do that part. That's a Morgan Freeman role. If there ever was a Morgan Freeman role, that is it. Like, I can't imagine any other. I always feel like one of the great signs of a great actor. Can you see somebody else doing that role? Can you picture someone else in that character that could do a better job or do at least an average or as good of a job?
Mm-hmm.
And so many of the times when I press myself on those situations, I'm like, no, I can't. And that's before I've even seen the movie or the show or the TV show or any of that.
Hmm.
Once I've seen it, it's, you know, forget about it. It's almost impossible to imagine somebody else doing it.
Right. If they did it that well. Yeah, absolutely not.
Yeah. A congressman named John Harrison wraps up our random, wacky, fun facts for the day.
Okay.
And then we'll get to Melissa's news. This congressman, John Harrison, is the only person who was the parent and the child of U.S. presidents.
Really? Parent and child. Okay.
He was William Henry Harrison's son and Benjamin Harrison's father. William was our 9th president. Benjamin was our 23rd.
Wow.
Benjamin Harrison and William Henderson, actually, both kind of lost in the shuffle of our presidents.
Yeah.
Isn't it kind of weird to think we've only had, so many of these, and we're a young country, but yet how many of us can name all of the presidents? I sure can't.
I sure can't.
I know this stuff. Like, I'm embedded in this stuff. I actually think this is really cool, history and everything, and I enjoy learning about political history, our presidents, all these things. And yeah, no way I could do it. Now, I'm being completely honest here. I could go ahead and have this up online and, you know, lie to the audience and say that I can or whatever. No, I'm going to be honest about it. I would feel confident naming like 40, 45 of them, maybe even more than that. But I don't know. Like, I wouldn't have
and
gotten
getting
Benjamin
them in
Harris.
Order.
Yeah,
correctly.
Yeah, getting order, forget about
by
it.
The year that they served. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, my brain is just now. I'm lucky my brain remembers who's the current president. I'm like, William Harrison, Benjamin Harrison. I one of the two I would have probably forgotten. So just being honest, but
that is a cool, wacky fact.
And it's kind of a nice reminder that, hey, maybe I should do a little digging here and look into this a little bit more. History is amazing. It's fun.
It is.
So is news, which we're going to get to right now. Melissa's news, which is even better than regular news. We'll get to that right now. Can we get that
it
voice?
It is regular news.
You get that voice, though. You're doing it.
Thanks, James.
We'll take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun on Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR. Locally grown radio Melissa and James here with you.
Did you pick the Halloween ones?
I did not. No, this one's just in the bumpers. It's just in the bumpers. I couldn't help it. It even sounds different than the Halloween one. I knew I was going to get in trouble. I knew it. Boy, if there is one thing I've got a sixth sense for, is when I'm going to get in trouble. I'm really good at that.
Well, I was emoting a little body language over here.
And Santa was just here. And I have a little on the defense because I tend to lean on the naughty side. But I've been trying to be good for a while now. But there are, of course, some naughty people on out there. Just one of the vehicles that went past here around our roundabout. Just wow. So we got to get to our That Ain't Right stories. The people who are on the naughty list, of course. The gang getting coal this year. And boy, is this person getting it. Although if you gave them the coal, they might just forget it. An AT&T store in Oklahoma was ransacked early Sunday morning. And the burglars thought they were being smart by cutting the power to the store before breaking a window to get in. Oh, they thought this through. Oh, master criminals here.
Right, because that's going to disable the alarm.
But if the power had been on, there may have been enough light for the thieves to realize that one of them had left their personal cell phone in the store.
Oh, yeah. Calling card much?
You break into a cell store and you lose your cell phone.
Karma, man.
Why would you bring your phone? Why would you even bring it?
Why would you take it out of your pocket?
It's like we've done stories like this before where a criminal leaves their loses their wallet. Mm-hmm. Like, why did you bring it? Why did you do it? Did you want to get caught? Did you want this to happen? Like, I'm happy that our officers are getting an easy one here and everything. Like, they need a win anytime. Like, is it a little teed up here? But I mean, come on, like what? The police showed up, noticed the used phone right away, and took it into evidence. Mm-hmm. Hey, one of these things is not like the other. I mean,
this one's got a cracked screen. Well,
they didn't even sell that type of phone there. After they left, the thief went back and told the employees that he had recently left his phone there.
Oh my goodness.
But they told him they didn't have it, so he left. Probably thinking, okay, maybe I must have dropped it somewhere else. It's not like he knew where he dropped it. Then the employees called the police, reported the car the guy was driving. Mm-hmm. They tracked him down. When the cops approached the vehicle, they asked for his name, and he said he was Matt Damon.
Wow. Wow.
Boy, apparently nobody told him that lying to the police is against the law, especially this is what he looks like, Melissa, and he said he was Matt Damon.
Oh, my.
I do not want to sound mean here or anything, but I have never seen a human being that looks less like Matt Damon than this gentleman here.
Nope, not the Hollywood poster child.
Of all the names you could grab out of celebrityism, like grabbing one that really doesn't fit what you look like.
He should have went with one of the singers from like Kiss.
Yeah. Or some retired, any retired rock and roll star. Yeah. He wasn't Matt Damon. His name is Dylan Slack, and he and his father, David McCullough, were arrested for burglary and false impersonation.
Hmm.
They will not be home for Christmas. And wow. Rightfully so. Sorry. You do something wrong, got to go away for it. That's the rules. That ain't right, though. I mean, obviously, stealing is wrong. It's horribly wrong and all that.
Right.
But it really ain't right. Dropping your cell phone. You might as well drop your ID and your blood type and everything
else.
But
then went back for it. That's the kicker.
That's the real kicker, ain't it?
Like, oh, I was shopping in here the other day, illegally. And I lost my phone.
And you just know his dad, who he did this crime with, was telling him, oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, here, go there. I mean,
they're not going to know who you are.
They
cut the power.
They wouldn't even notice. They wouldn't even know. Go ahead. What could go wrong? Oh, boy. Well, maybe they'll be together for Christmas at least. We'll take a break. We'll come back with some more fun. We got plenty coming up on Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you at 9:50 on the clock. We're going to take you right to the top of the hour. And we got to get there with a That Ain't Right story, of course.
Well, naturally.
Along with some good stories of the day. And, we're wrapping up Halloween here and everything. And this is kind of an interesting one. Police in Georgia recently busted a gang of thieves by following a trail of candy wrappers.
What?
Nine bandits have been accused of burglarizing multiple homes and vehicles between early October, about a half hour outside of Atlanta.
Okay.
The thieves hiked through wooded areas to sneak into properties and cars, make getaways, and stash items that they stole until they could take them elsewhere. But that was also their undoing. One of the items they stole was a bag of miniature Milky Way bars, which one of the thieves was apparently snacking on while they were making their way through the woods. They left a trail of wrappers. The police are good at their job, so they followed this trail, and the cops followed it to their house. The police have arrested all nine of them, but the investigation is still ongoing, so more arrests are possible. The suspects were hit with various charges, including burglary, drug possession, et cetera, et cetera. Candy wrappers. Imagine sitting there in one of the more difficult, there's no easy prison, but a hardcore prison. You're sitting in there. You're next to a guy who's doing life for whatever god-awful reason. And you got to tell him that you're there because of candy wrappers.
I left a trail of breadcrumbs to the scene of the crime.
Just my opinion, but that's where a lot of real justice comes in. That's rough. That is rough. That is not going to go over well. You are not going to get a lot of. You are going to get ripped on at the very least. You are going to get shredded incredibly.
I hope he also gets charged with littering.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's not okay either.
Yeah. No. I got you there. I agree with that one. Want to get to some good stories of the day. So many good ones out there. And want to always encourage our audience to get them to us. Please feel free to. We'd love to hear from you guys and love getting your feedback and all these fun stories. Let's dive right in, Mel. A 9-year-old in Ohio named Blake Mofer, has spina bifida and uses a wheelchair. And McDonald's just did something awesome for him for Halloween. He dressed up as McDonald's fries this year.
Okay.
And his costume was so great, his local McDonald's surprised him with free French fries for a year.
Oh, wow.
And there are a number of different organizations doing this where they're kids in wheelchairs. They're making special costumes for them. A lot of the superhero stuff.
Yes.
They're doing this with. And I don't get to do this very often, but a shout out to Disney.
Yeah, I was going to say Disney.
They've done a lot of this, from what I understand, pro bono, like free. Like these businesses, these places can use their trademark characters. And I don't believe they're charged. And they could be way off. I don't know. But I know for sure that they're not making the money they could be off of it at the very least. And man, is it so good for these kids. These kids don't get enough moments like this. And these are, I don't think we really focus or think about this very much. Maybe you can understand this or speak to this better than I can, Mel, coming from the education system a bit. But part of school, just talking about public school, because that's all I attended. I heard a story recently from Laura and some other stories and from people growing up where one kid, was struggling with cancer in high school and had to shave his head, and he was embarrassed by it, so he got to wear a beanie, and he was the only kid in school that got to wear one.
Yeah.
And other kids, it was a couple other kids, not many, but a couple other kids were like, well, how come he gets to wear one and I don't and everything? And the lesson that is learned in that moment of, first up, life's not about fair. It's not. So you want to have an issue with you because you can't wear a beanie. Think about how unfair life is for that 16-17-year-old dealing with cancer.
Right.
Like some perspective in having some of that.
Yeah.
And that lesson that is learned right there. This kind of stuff happens all the time in school. Where certain kids get to do something that other kids don't. This happens in families with multiple kids. One kid gets to do something others don't. These are all lessons. These are all things that we learn. Not about, oh, life is horribly unfair. Not in that way. I mean that life ain't always fair for the other person.
Right.
Looking at putting yourself in somebody else's shoes. Creation of empathy is one of those things we need in abundance right now. And we need to create more of. There's no downside to empathy. It's not one of those things. Empathy may cause, et cetera, Russell Legge syndrome and all that. No. There's no side effect to empathy. It's a good thing. It's important. And these kind of things are great. Not as great as this costume, but great.
Yeah.
It's a team costume, everybody.
It is, because the whole family got involved. Looks like, is that mom is the salt shaker?
Yeah, yeah. Dad's the pepper.
Okay.
And
the younger sibling is the ketchup packet?
It's a little ketchup packet. Well done.
Oh, nicely yeah, but the done. Kid in the wheelchair is the French fries, and his head is sticking out where fries are as well.
Yeah.
And then the fries, what do you call that?
The box.
Box, thank
yeah.
you. Box.
It's kind of around the chair, so you don't
yeah,
even see the
covers
chair.
Covers up the chair.
These costumes are so well done.
Yes.
They're so cool looking, too.
They are.
An Australian woman who was adopted 60 years ago figured out who her biological dad was, found out she had three siblings in the UK, and they all just flew to Thailand to meet up for the first time.
Oh, cool.
That's beautiful.
That's awesome.
Her name is Susie Fraser. There's a video of them hugging it out in the airport. Her face is pure joy. But the craziest part is they had another sister who sadly passed away years ago at the age of 19. And that sister's name was also Susie.
Oh.
And so her memory is going to have another person carrying it on and everything.
Aww.
That's beautiful. That's really cool. I don't know. That one got me.
It's a touching story.
Yeah, that one got me a little bit.
Because
really
now
cool.
The Susie that passed away has people who will remember her that wouldn't have otherwise.
And these kind of stories pull on me for a number of reasons. I could not imagine my life without my brother and sister. They are my backbone, my backbeat, and two of my best friends in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And when I hear these stories of siblings that were held apart from each other or didn't, you know, and all that stuff, it really pulls at my empathy. And then to hear that she had one that she didn't get to meet, but had the same name, you know, that
touching.
If I wrote this story, if I wrote one of the best scripts of all time and I bring this to producers, they're going to laugh me out of the room. They'll laugh me out of Hollywood. Nobody's ever going to buy that. That's life is stranger than fiction.
Yep.
It's
the truth.
Oftentimes a better story.
Yeah.
That's really
often.
Cool. We want to say another big thank you, and another good story of the day is not only our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, who set up this great interview for us to talk with Santa today.
Yeah, it was great having Santa in studio.
Santa was sponsored by This, That, and the Other, wonderful local business. They're going to be opening their, they've already opened their doors. They got the ribbon cutting coming up, so you want to be able to find out about that and all the other great things they're doing over there. It's a place to find a little bit of handmade, upcycled items at This, That, and the Other. Encourage you to check it out, like their Facebook page. Just type that into your search bar. And you can find them at 851 Oak Street in Wisconsin Rapids. 851 Oak Street in Wisconsin Rapids. And a big shout out to Santa and to the whole team over there.
Yeah.
Good people. That ain't the last time they'll be joining us.
I think it's awesome that they have that Letters to Santa box they put up near Howe Elementary for kiddos to put their letters to Santa in. He's going to read every one. That's awesome.
That is really amazing. Yeah, you talk about above and beyond. That's pretty cool. And just one more time, Melissa, want to make sure to mention this, the Great Green Bay giveaway.
Oh, yeah. We're giving away tickets to the Packers. Not just the Packers, but the Packers and the Vikings. You know, I know it's controversial, but there are some Vikings fans in this state.
Yes, there are. True. Very true. Very true.
But these are not just any tickets. These are club tickets. So, listeners, you just need to register at the Dropbox locations, which are located at Hoozles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria and Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, and the Piggly Wiggly in Nakusa. We are still looking for a few more registration box sponsors. So, if you are interested, contact Steph before November 3rd. That's only a couple days from now, peeps. But we can have more registration boxes, more opportunities for listeners to win, because you get one registration per person per location. Get your names in there. They will draw the winner on the 30th, I believe. Yep.
We want to have more boxes out there. We'd love to be able to have some more sponsors as a part of this. Give our front desk a call, 424-1300, and we'll hook you up with Steph.
Yeah. But you have until the 28th to get your registration in.
It's and it's not very often that we can guarantee a good game. Like, I can't guarantee if it's going to be a blowout or not, or a close game score-wise. But these two teams are both playing at good levels this year.
Mm-hmm.
You got a lot of players to watch and take in. It's going to be a fun one.
Rivals.
Yes.
Like, these are long-time rivals.
Oh, yeah.
Even I know that. And what do I know about sports?
Thanks
so
much.
I don't know what club tickets are.
Thank you so much for joining us, Melissa. A lot of fun today.
Yeah, good to see you, James.
Stick around, everybody. We got Morning Magazine coming up right here at WFHR. Well, you know what, Pam? You say it better. You go ahead.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.